Okay, we're heading back from volunteering at Shiraki. I am here with my volunteering sisters, Rika.
Yes.
And hi. Jamie.
Hello.
And we volunteered for about 2.5 hours. And it takes about 40 minutes to drive here from Hiroshima Station. And it's a beautiful area in the mountains. And it's a bit cooler up here because it really felt a lot cooler because of the wind of the mountains. What kind of situation was it today, guys?
So a lot of the kind of same sort of work, shoveling dirt. It's mostly been the same at each location, but a little bit different scenario. So we were digging trenches around one house. There was a lot of, it's kind of difficult. There was a lot of debris and roots within the dirt. So we were shoveling that in two bags. And then we were moved to another area around another home. And we were clearing the driveway of the dirt, filling bags. And then they were building a sand wall to protect against the rains that are coming tomorrow.
And there was, in the first area, there was some glass as well, so we had to be a bit careful. But the second area was really dry, so it was just a bit rock hard trying to break through the mud. And they were repairing a wall which had come down in the landslide, so they were putting sandbags in that area. We had about 40 people altogether volunteering.
Yep.
And they said they would like more volunteers, and they're going to do it every day. Unless there's a typhoon. So tomorrow there's supposed to be a typhoon coming?
Yes. So that they're not going to open.
Yeah, they're not going to do the volunteer center and they're not going to organize any volunteers. Yeah. But even if it's raining light, I guess, any other day, they would still accept volunteers.
Yes.
And they want to continue doing the volunteer activity for the foreseeable future, right? How was it signing in without insurance, Rika?
It was okay. It was quite easy. You just write down your name and the address and you just pay 350 yen there. And you can get the insurance for a year.
Right. And then what other kinds of information did we need on the form?
So on the regular form, you would just need your name, your address, phone number, and also they ask you about your prior experience with volunteering as well as your mode of transportation to the volunteer center. So if you came by car, by bus, etc.
And then you write your name on a name tag.
Yes, thank you.
And you keep that on your arm. And at the end of volunteering, they didn't need us to check in, but we all came back to the volunteer center again and had our boots washed and got a cold drink and a cold towel. And did you guys gargle with iodine?
I didn't
either.
Really? I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I kind of washed my hands and then got a towel and moved away from that. But Rika, as a nurse, you think it's a good idea?
Maybe it helps, but you don't have to.
Okay.
Just water is fine, I think.
So, I think it's just a safety precaution for them. They don't want anyone getting
to get the dust or the bacteria out. Mm-hmm.
What's the bacteria out? Okay. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense then. All right. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Well done.
Did you say
where we were? Anything else, Dad? Okay.
We are in the Asakita-ku, Shiraki town.
So if you wanted to find it on GPS,
you just check the JA Shiraki, and there is an office.
JA is like Japan Agriculture
something
group or something
association. Or,
and it says it in English. It's a green sign with the JA. And it was near Eneos gas station. So there was a post office, Shiraki post office.
Yes.
And after the post office, we turned left at the next light. Mm-hmm. And then we went over the rail tracks.
Gave JL, gave line.
And then we saw the JA
yes.
Building on the right.
Right.
and they had the volunteer sign-up center outside under the shade. Yes. Okay, is that about right?
Yes.
Okay, good job, guys.
Okay.
Oh, any other advice about what to wear?
Definitely with it being dustier, I would suggest wearing a mask. I think that was very helpful. And some eye protection. So even just sunglasses, or if you can get specific eye protection to help with the dust particles, I think that would be very helpful. And then the normal, as with any other location, long sleeves, gloves, some sort of boots, and a hat, and sunscreen.
Bring a big jug of water,
yes.
Or something to drink was good. They did give us drinks while we were working, and we were working basically every 15 minutes. We'd take a break, and just one person in the group would kind of keep track of time. That was me today.
Yeah, how did, timekeeper.
How did I do, guys?
Yeah, really good. Very well. Yeah.
And everybody's so friendly and chatting together.
Yeah.
And it was a nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Good job.
Okay, thank you.